from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Shoot, yeah, it's hour five of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. As the show continues, 1 hour left. Get Right's coming up. It'll be a full Get Right tonight because the Rangers and Yankees got rained out in New York. It's going to be a doubleheader tomorrow, an old-school doubleheader starting at 12:30. Of course, we're all going to be out at Hurtado in Arlington enjoying the best barbecue in the world. And Fan Bowl 2024, plus watching the gold medal basketball game as well. So it's going to be an enchanted afternoon. Hope you can join us. If not, hope you have a tremendous weekend. Here's Wolchuk to take us around the bases and more. It's brought to you by Uber Eats, buddy.
We will start off with a bookmaker, the bookie, who was part of the Ohtani scandal, has pled guilty in the case tied to Shohei Ohtani's ex-interpreter, a Southern California bookmaker who took thousands of sports bets from the sports bets from the former interpreter for baseball star Shohei Ohtani, pled guilty today. His name's Matthew Boyer, entered a plea in federal court in Santa Ana, also pled guilty to money laundering and subscribing to a false tax return, and he's due to be sentenced in February. So still trying, we're getting all the finalizations of what's going down with the Ohtani case, but I think Ipe Mizuhara, who was his ex-interpreter, also pled guilty. Now the bookie has pled guilty as well, but Ohtani, still clean.
Right on.
Clean.
I figured by now if he was into something, somebody would have said it.
Or Major League Baseball just did a good job of sweeping that under the rug. We don't want that out there.
But I know, but you're dealing with like nefarious gambling circles.
Yes, like or in just the way media sharks are.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody gets a little bit of a tip off and eventually it comes out. You're probably right, but I know that there are fans out there that will always think there's no way Shohei Ohtani was not somewhat involved in everything that went on here with that amount of money.
Hey, wouldn't surprise me.
Wouldn't surprise me either. Now, we did get good news, at least from a baseball standpoint. Ohtani's been awesome when it comes to DHing this year for the Dodgers. But he could pitch in the playoffs, apparently. So he's been ramping up after that elbow surgery, and he is looking pretty, pretty good. So Dave Roberts has not ruled out the idea of Ohtani pitching as part of a playoff push, and that would be phenomenal to see, I think, for all of Major League Baseball.
Yeah, that would be fun. You know, obviously, if the Rangers don't make the playoffs, that'll be enough to get me around the TV if Ohtani's going to hit two dongs and close the game out, something like that. That's historic.
This is a pretty cool deal here, Brian. I thought you would like this, but we got a Braves-Reds game that's going to take place a year from now.
Bristol.
Bristol Motor Speedway. Now, I have never been to Bristol.
Been there.
We played football there.
So what are we thinking? Like, this would be a cool host for a Major League Baseball
Dawson,
game?
You've seen this place, right? Dawson, you've been there, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's great. I think it's a good modern stadium, has a lot of good amenities, good space. Great. I mean, I think hotels could be maybe a little bit of a concern around there now that I'm thinking about it. But they'd figure it out one way or another, and it's not that far of a drive from a major city. So I think that'd be fun.
We also have not good news in the AL West. Justin Verlander, he is beginning a rehab assignment as his return is getting very, very close. They're looking at maybe the end of the month for Verlander, who he has been out, of course. He's trying to get better from that little neck stiffness that he had back in June. So he's going to be in Sugar Land, their AAA affiliate. He's going to go ahead and pitch a couple of rehab starts, and then the Astros are expected to call him back up. But they seem to kind of, with Verlander and Yusei Kikuchi, Framber Valdez, that rotation's kind of finding its form right at the right time for Houston.
Yeah, and Kyle Tucker's going to be back if he's not already. I think like the reality is hitting me that the Rangers did not pull off a dynasty. And maybe the Astros one is getting back online here at the same time. It's a most depressing baseball summer so far, Wolchuk, and yeah. I'm not going to hide from that reality.
No, this has not been a good year.
No,
for us. There's no question about that. Now, Jackson Holliday has made home run history. Orioles top prospect. Now, youngest to homer in three straight games in the history of the sport at 20 years and 247 days old. And honestly, doesn't even look 20. He has homered in three consecutive games. Remember, his first game back since being called up hits a grand slam. So Jackson Holliday, who was called up at the beginning of the season, did not play well, gets sent back down. He's been absolutely fantastic as he is on course to hit the most home runs, fourth most home runs over the course of a player's first 17 games in Orioles franchise history, but has set a record as the youngest player to hit a home run in three straight. They showed a picture of him walking into the facility today. It's like somebody put a tag on there like they need to drug test this kid. He looks like he's 16 years old. What is there to drug test? There's no way this kid's taking drugs, man.
16-year-olds can take drugs too, dude.
They can, but this guy's 20, and he looks like he's 16. Maybe if you're 20 and looks like you're 24, you know, he doesn't look like the guy that's really juicing here.
He looks like a 16-year-old kid would look.
Yeah, he's looking like an anti-juicer.
Gotcha.
On juice. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. If he was 16, then we can juice him up. Not good news, though, for the O's. Their starter, Grayson Rodriguez, has been placed on the IL with a lat strain. Team's optimistic he's going to be back this year.
We always are all optimistic about stuff.
Yeah, Brian, I don't think that's a good thing for the Orioles.
Nah.
All right, let's get to our audio dump. Got a couple of cuts here from the National Football League. Do you want Chris Carter, Mike Vrabel, or the lowest-rated Madden player?
Madden.
All right. Here is the Chicago Bears long snapper, Brian, and long snappers are people too, all right?
We are.
You yes, are the voice are. Of the long snapping nation. Mm-hmm. This is Patrick Scales, and he is reacting to his Madden rating, and, well, he's not happy.
We just got cameras rolling. Yep, cool.
Joey, is this thing too loud?
Just cut. I'm done with this. I'm done.
All right, let's do this. My name is Patrick Scales, and I've been personally victimized by a low Madden rating.
31 overall.
I don't think society truly understands the pressure that is put on you to get a high Madden rating. I wake up every morning and I think of my family, I think of my younger self, and I give it my all every day.
I thought I'd be hired this year too. No, I know.
The reason I wanted to finally tell my story is so that the world can know the real me. I am more than just my Madden rating, I am human.
Hold on. I just need a break.
It takes courage to share the me that I know, but I'm more than my consistently low Madden rating, and it's time for the world to see that.
Brilliant job by That's the Chicago awesome. Bears social media team. He is a 31 overall.
A 31? That yeah. feels historical, man.
It's bad. And he's on the phone with his wife. They're like, I thought it'd be higher too, honey. I know. It's amazing. Great work by Patrick Scales. But maybe we need to do something for these poor long snappers, Brian, get their numbers up.
I'll tell you what, though, if we keep being the ability to keep laughing at yourself, that's you don't need a big Madden rating. You just keep laughing at yourself. That's great. That was great stuff. And good for him. You know, it's funny. The Bears have had the last two snappers I think they've had have been first name Patrick. Patrick Manley and then Patrick Scales. So maybe they got something going with these Patricks as snappers.
It might be part Patrick's.
Of their, might be something in their scouting department. Hey, we got to have a Patrick snapper.
I think
maybe
this
Dan
is,
Patrick next.
This is the end result of a decade of coddling these long snappers. You know, you made those special rules. They barely playing football out there.
Yeah, you know what's funny though? They you're right though, Dawson. They don't let you hit those dudes anymore. Yeah. They really don't. I mean, they protect them, but
now you got old dudes. All you have to do is be able to throw between your legs.
No, I got crushed a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a guy throw grass on my hand before I was snapping the ball. Like he was down the stance, and he was throwing grass on the top of my, you know, my guide hand. Mm-hmm. He was like little bits of grass. And I was like, after the game, I go, do you do that with all the guys you play against? He's like, I just try and
only the scared ones
get you out of your game and all that. I'm like, I've never had anybody do that before. I thought it was pretty neat.
No, hey, that's a story that you'll always have to tell.
I always have stories.
You do. Well, you got all the stories, man.
I got all the stories.
Speaking of stories, we got CA warming up in the bullpen. Get rights coming up because we don't have Rangers baseball tonight. That game postponed in New York due to inclement weather. So we will have a doubleheader tomorrow, which does mean no fan round tables. But we will have Fan Bowl going on at Hurtado Barbecue in Arlington. That's going to be awesome. We're going to miss you, Brian. We're going to miss you.
We got worked on that rain out.
We did.
I think the Yankees, I wanted to ask Eric, I think the Yankees are the one team that immediately, if they have any kind of weather that's inclement weather, they immediately, they shut it down. They don't even try. Some teams will like try to, we're going to try and play. Yankees, I think they lead the league in rain outs.
They're on top of it.
Maybe I'm just kind of doing like Eric would. I'm just saying it, and maybe it's true. Maybe
it could be.
It's not.
It could be true. But
yeah, I need to look that up, though.
It's a heady play.
Yeah, the textures will have your back on that.
100%.
Yeah, they will.
877-881-1053. Yeah, Brian's back on that. Okay, you want Vrabel or you want Carter?
Oh, I want Vrabel.
Let's go. Mike Vrabel. This was, I believe, on Pardon My Take, tells a legendary story. Training camp. The year the Patriots decided to bring in Rodney Harrison.
You guys awesome remember asshole. That story about Rodney and Kevin Faulk, right?
No.
So we bring Bill like comes up with this idea that he's going to sign Rodney Harrison after the Chargers let him go, and he comes in. It's like the first day of pads, and Kevin Faulk runs one of his like option routes out, and I try to cover him, or Teddy tries to cover him, and we can't cover him, and so he catches it and he turns up, and Rodney comes and knocks the out of him, and everybody, you know, this is when we had like 8,000 fans. And he wasn't a cheap shot. And Faulk gets up and kind of slams the ball around. He's like, "F you." And then Dante's like, Scarnecchia, right? Little Scar. He's like, "Take care of your team. You can't." Rodney goes, "F you too." And me and Teddy looked at each other like, I think we got to do it right here. He comes it out Dante. He comes it out the coaching. We're like, me too.
Yeah.
Damn, we got awesome. To do
gotta
it.
Got a guy with some edge. That's it.
Least surprising that was Rodney Harrison.
Totally. Right? That dude is as menacing of a defender as I've ever seen. You know, watching football, like that dude was always just smacking dudes.
Man. So from a menacing person to not menacing here, this is a story about Skip Bayless, who is, thank God, off TV now. He was on FS1, and he's no longer there.
Is he really done?
Yeah, he's done. He might do his own YouTube stuff, but it seems like no TV out, no sports station wants to pick him up. They're all done with him. Here was Chris Carter, Pro Football Hall of Famer, talking on Fully Loaded, a YouTube show, about how he really did not like Skip Bayless.
I'm going to be honest with you. Skip Bayless is not one of my favorite people.
I can imagine.
Okay. So I'm on there doing the show. I do the show and everything. And then all of a sudden, this is when the Tebow phenomenon was going on. Mm-hmm. And he was a huge Tim Tebow guy. You know, this guy is this.
I remember it.
Okay.
Dude. Oh.
So I come on there on a Monday. And, you know, we're trading barbs and everything. We go back and forth. And then I just level set it and was like, listen, if throwing the football is important in the NFL, Tim Tebow will never be a starting quarterback in the NFL.
Yep.
So he got defensive, and then he came back and said, well, that's why you didn't win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's what he does.
Okay.
So what'd you say?
Sound familiar?
He's got nothing to do with nothing.
Agreed.
We went to commercial break.
So you didn't say nothing before commercial? He just said his.
No. I took my earpiece out, and I told him, I'll never be on your show again. Yeah. And if you ever say anything like that to me again, I'll punch you right in the face.
Good for you. That's why I like you. What did he say?
He couldn't say anything because I got up. I'm off the set. Then the producers came. Hey, Chris, you know, no, it's not necessary. Then the people came from the back. You know, Stephen A. was like, Chris, man, this is not. I was like, bro, I'm done.
This dude he's hosting the show with, I thought was great too. He's like,
tell me more, baby.
Yeah, tell me I hated that Skip Bayless. But hey, Chris Carter, and I saw the clip of Skip doing, and he's just so damn disrespectful. He's like, well, what did you do? How many teams did you lead? It's like, dude, you realize I was on one of the greatest teams to never win a Super Bowl in the 98 Vikings. I'm a Pro Football Hall of Famer. Yeah. Like, dude, you never played the Skip's. It doesn't matter. You never won a Super Bowl. Skip is just such a pompous.
That's what he does, league. Man.
And he did it to Shannon.
Did it to Shannon. And you're Shannon jealous said, of Tom Brady.
Go F yourself. And now look at Skip. Yeah. He's begging for work.
You're jealous of Tom. Put your glasses back on.
Put your glasses back on.
Brian, those teams were so freaking loaded. How did those Vikings teams not win a championship?
Couldn't make a damn field goal.
That they were so tough. Those were those Denny Green teams.
Yeah.
And they had, I mean, their defensive line with Henry Thomas and Dolman. John Randall and Dolman. And, man, they had really good offensive play. I mean, the quarterback situation was always funny. It was like Culpepper, Warren Moon.
Cunningham, Jeff George thing.
Yeah, it just kind of they didn't have one guy that they really could. But man, that team that lost to, I mean, Gary Anderson, the kicker, he didn't miss a kick all year until that NFC Championship game.
That was the team
one,
to do it.
And the one that he missed cost him the opportunity to go to the Super Bowl. But That they were a hard team to compete against because of Chris Carter and Reed, and I mean they had some legitimate players that they dealt with.
No doubt, one of the most talented teams from that era of the 90s. Okay, it is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, and coming up next, we have a little sports hodgepodge, Chief.
Yeah, it'll be a Friday news dump style, and it'll feature the Mavericks, the Cowboys, and the Rangers next year in the Nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, Nation. Segment here is brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident, it's not your fault. Call the Frankels, 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online to frankelfirm.com. Segment of the Nation is time now here for a little bit of a sports hodgepodge. We'll, of course, be at Hurtado in Arlington tomorrow for not only FanBowl 2024. We'll be watching a Rangers-Yankees doubleheader on TV. We'll be watching the gold medal game of the USA versus France and having a great time fellowshipping with you. The Get Right's coming up at 7 o'clock. Tonight's configuration, C.A. and James Tritely. I call it got to be trite.
Oh, got to be trite's a good one.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I do like that.
This is a little bit of an upset,
to play
though,
on the get right.
Because I was talking with CA when he walked in, and we were wondering, would you know James's name and who he even is? And, or would we have like a replay of what happened with Fred a few weeks ago?
Office ace Tim Collins told me about 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Damn it.
He walked in and said, James, not to be trite-ly, is going to be hosting the get right tonight.
Okay, could we do a bit and you just call him Fred the whole crosstalk?
That could be fun. I think he's a respectable, an aspiring play-by-play man, though. I wouldn't want to.
He's got a great
him.
Voice, great set of pipes.
It's also a tie-in with "Got You Down."
Yeah,
got to be trite.
Got to be tritely. Damn, dude.
Thank you.
He reminds me of like R.J. Choppy's cousin or something like that.
I thought maybe like Mike Peasley's nephew.
Okay, I can see that too.
Yeah, because there's not as much toxic masculinity oozing off him like there is Choppy.
Yeah, less of a caveman.
Right.
Maybe. I don't know. I've only seen him from the back so far. Pause. It's
Yay, what you doing, bro?
Wait till you check out that front.
What you doing?
You're the chief with your sports hodgepodge.
Well, C.J. Stroud picking up right where he left off last year. He's playing in the preseason game, and he just threw a touchdown to old Tank Dell.
34-yard TD to Tank Dell. It's great to see Tank Dell back out there. Got shot in the offseason, was also recovering from an injury.
Yeah, that's a crazy line.
Dude, him talking,
what a sentence.
Him talking about that shooting, too, he's like, he didn't even know. That he got shot until all of a sudden he hopped a fence or something. He looks down. He's like, man, I got a sharp pain. But I guess it was merely a flesh wound. Just went. It was an easy release. Went in and out. It was good to go.
He stood up yelling, fight.
Yeah. Still a badass, though. Yeah. Went full Trump on their ass. Yeah,
the giant bald eagle flying
through
the sky.
He's so good.
The most American thing that's ever happened to Tank Dell.
That's a good joke.
All right, so.
That'll never get old.
Hey, Eric.
What's up, Broadus?
Got an update on your offensive tackle.
Yes, is Guyton. Are we going to see some Guyton action?
Yeah, they're hoping so. But if he does play, he's going to be on a rep count.
Okay.
So, but if they're hopeful that he's going to play, but it could be, like I say, if he does, it's going to be on a rep count. So, we'll see. Something we could talk about on the, maybe we'll know a little bit more when we get closer for our pregame show and stuff like that. But as of right now, the hope is that he is going to get some work.
Awesome. Well, that'll make what is supposed to be an awesome weekend even better if we get to see a little Tyler Guyton action.
Yep.
Of course, we'll be at Hurtado Barbecue in Arlington tomorrow from 1 p.m. to 7, celebrating Fan Bowl and watching Team USA basketball and watching some Texas Rangers baseball as well. And then we get the pregame and Cowboys action going down. Wolchuk and Broadus will have the postgame here on The Fan on Sunday. As it regards to your Rangers, I'm seeing Texas Rangers PR informing the people that tomorrow's doubleheader, game one, is supposed to be Evaldi versus Rodon.
That's a bummer. It's supposed to be Evaldi versus Cole, but I guess they've pivoted.
They've split because now you have Bradford versus Garrett Cole in the second part of the doubleheader. So I guess they're trying to say, hey, if we have Evaldi out there, we want to make sure we win the Evaldi game.
Yeah, hopefully you do.
Hopefully you do.
You need to get some offense going, man.
So it'll be Evaldi versus Rodon, then it'll be Bradford versus Garrett Cole, and then it'll be Sunday, Andrew Heaney versus Marcus Stroman. So that is apparently what the pitching matchups are going to look like here for the Rangers this weekend. I'm seeing Team USA planning to start all-time leading scorer Kevin Durant versus France. How about that for a bold decision there? Steve Kerr is going to sit down Drew Holiday, make him the sixth man, and KD will be in the starting lineup as USA goes for gold on what is Kobe Bryant Day. I mean, it is 8-10-24.
That's really cool, man.
Kobe, 10 Kobe for the Olympics, 24 Kobe for the latter half of the career. Huge day, going for gold, KD in the starting lineup. That seems like a no-brainer decision.
And then
right
you got
there.
Embiid as the translator for all the bleep talking that's going on out
that's
there.
That's right.
There's probably no wrong answer to have when it comes to Holiday versus KD, but I'll tell you what, I've gained a strong appreciation for Holiday, the way that he's a glue guy, a tough-as-nails guy, enough offensive game. I don't know, maybe. I think he was injured so much early in his career that maybe it slowed down his momentum as an absolute star. But watching that play out, I was like, well, hell, no wonder we couldn't beat the Celtics. This dude might be the best one of them.
His defense is awesome. Yeah. He can give you a big bucket from time to time.
No, for sure. He's pesky. And for a championship team, like that type of skill set doesn't get honored when you're playing for the Hornets or something. And it's just like this team's losing a bunch and he's not going to go drop 50 on you every night. But
no,
my gosh, Yeah, but man, the defense and the timely scoring, and yeah, as you mentioned, glue guy, foxhole guy, exactly what you want if you're trying to go for a championship. So he'll be coming off the bench tomorrow. A guy who hasn't really been able to crack the lineup at all is Jason Tatum, right? And so I see the headline here, and I'm sure as the youth coach, Dawson, this sends a chill down your spine.
Uh-oh.
The headline reads, Jason Tatum's mom demands answers over his lack of Team USA playing time.
I love it, man. Jeez, the Beta storyline just writes itself with him.
Jason Beta. Man. Yeah, apparently Dick Vitale, Dickie V, tweeted unprovoked, someone please let me know, is Jason Tatum injured or has he, as he's not receiving the playing time that you would expect an all-NBA player to get? And then his mom, Jason Tatum's mom, quote tweeted it and said, no, he's not. But if you find out what's going on, please let me know. Unacceptable and makes no sense.
I can explain
about
it
the
for
rotation,
everybody.
Right? It's a rotation, how they're playing.
He says it's a math game. Steve Kerr's like, man, it's not anything he's doing right or wrong. It's just the rotations I got. It's a math game. It's a numbers game. I'm sorry, Jason.
Listen, you're about the seventh or eighth best go-to guy if you need a bucket in the entire world. The problem is numbers 1 through 5 are sitting right over here, or maybe numbers 2 through 6 if you discount Luka out of this equation. Yeah, it's a numbers game. We need guys who are more spot-up shooters or defenders or rebounders. And while Tatum is all around one of the absolute best basketball players in the world, I tend to agree with how Steve Kerr sees it.
Yeah, it's hard to disagree with him at all. We do have the actually, here's a Team USA stat for you. LeBron actually leads Team USA in points, rebounds, assists, and field goal percentage. So
dang,
the king is still kinging.
Yeah,
at 39 years old. The NBA Christmas Day slate is out. Yes. Who did they respect and who did they disrespect? Are the Mavericks on the docket? Well, we will start things off with Wemby and the Spurs getting Christmas Day love. Look at this, man.
That's a tune-in.
Spurs are going to Madison Square Garden to take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then you're going to have the Timberwolves coming to the AAC on Christmas Day to take on Luka Doncic and the Mavericks.
That's awesome.
Little rematch.
Mavs get the home cooking there on Christmas Day. Luka makes plenty of sense in the world. You have the new look 76ers going to Boston on Christmas Day. You'll have the Lakers going to Golden State, LeBron versus Steph. And then you'll close things down, Nuggets at Suns, Joker versus KD and company. So
we have like 6 games. Are we starting at like 10 in the morning?
Yeah,
that's what they do.
That first game they usually start at probably like, noon Eastern first tip. Yeah, and then like the Mavericks game will probably be the 2:30 game. And then they'll have like, I guess, a 5 o'clock game. I don't know. It is weird. It'll be interesting to see how they overlap some of this stuff.
I'd count my blessings, but as a player, I'd be like, man, do we really got to do this? As your parent, as your kids or maybe your parents are over to open up gifts and everybody's having a great time. And it's like, okay, I'll see you guys in like 6 hours.
Yeah, it definitely sucks when you're like the road team as well. Like Spurs, you're having to go to New York, and maybe it's a fun, like, hey, we get like a New York Christmas and you do it that way kind of deal. Like I think it's probably a fun thing for players to experience once or twice in their career, but when you're LeBron James and every single Christmas, you just know, like, we're not doing the normal person Christmas stuff here. We're doing it the day before, the day after, whatever. But being at home for the Mavericks makes things, I guess, a little bit better for them, but they'll have the T-Wolves, Anthony Edwards and company coming to town, take on Luka. So it's Oklahoma City, the 1-seed Western Conference team, not getting Christmas Day love.
Mm.
And then it's also the Greek freak, Giannis, and Dame Time not getting any Christmas Day love. So those were the two sort of omissions that people were like, dang. And for the Spurs, a team that was not good last year, that is just 100%, we want to watch Wemby more than we want to watch Giannis and Dame. We want to watch Wemby more than we want to watch Shai Gilgeous and whatever it is that Oklahoma City's got coming.
I knew Wemby, Chris Paul.
Two of the smallest markets in the NBA, too.
Yeah.
You know,
the
just
Chris
not
Paul factor maybe helps a little bit just because he's a name, but that's just, they just want Wemby. They want
that
Wemby.
It's surprising
there,
that they're not putting Milwaukee in there. Yes. I mean, like Golden State, like power. I guess Steph's still awesome, but Golden State's not going to be any good, I don't think, man.
No.
They put the Bucks last year. I've looked at the schedule to see what times this thing start. The Bucks and the Knicks played last year at noon Eastern.
So maybe you get to ask out if you've done it a couple of times in a row.
And then it was Warriors and Nuggets at 1:30 Eastern. And then Celtics Lakers at 5 Eastern. And then you had a final was, well, you had a couple more games. 76ers and the Heat were at 7 Eastern. And then Mavs and Suns were at 10:30 Eastern. These were all from last year.
I think the Mavs have played in like 3 or 4 straight now.
Huh. Yeah, that's Luka.
Finally,
baby.
Get a home game, right?
Finally, get a home game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Giannis tweeted out a few hours ago, "No Christmas game?" Question mark, exclamation point, and then 2 crying, laughing emojis. So I think he feels a little disrespected by it.
It was a massively disappointing season for them.
Yeah.
Maybe one of the biggest letdowns in the entire nation of sport.
Totally. Totally. You have a 16-point, by the way, USA by 16 tomorrow over France. Ooh. That's the line.
That's a big line.
That's how
dude.
Much they were favored by roughly yesterday versus Serbia. They were supposed to blow those guys out, and then we saw you're down 13 to start the fourth quarter, and it's comeback season. I envision, and I haven't watched France at all. I've just caught some highlights of Wemby with the French team here, but I would assume like France is coming to play, and this will be another relative nail biter.
The host nation
too. They'll lay down.
Batum, Ntilikina, who we're familiar with
Frankie
the
Smokes,
Wemby, and Gobert. I think the size
cover
in there.
The 16. Man.
I want nothing to do with gambling on a Team USA game, though. I want nothing to do with gambling on a game that I'm really, really going to care a lot about because I don't want anything interfering with that pure experience.
Just money line. I would just money line USA. I mean, it's probably like minus freaking 1,000 or something based on that line. So
Evan Fournier as well. I mean, that's 5 guys who have been in the league.
Yeah. They got legit players, and I can't wait to watch Wemby versus these dudes tomorrow. It's going to be awesome, but I'm nothing but confident in Team USA victory tomorrow. As it relates to basketball and the Mavericks, I do want to shout out our good buddy Bobby Corella. It was announced today that Bobby Corella, after 11 seasons with the Mavericks, he will be on to other things.
Okay.
So remains to be seen where's Bobby going to be going. Hopefully he's still near and dear and close to our basketball hearts here with the Mavericks. He's an incredible basketball brain, friend of the program, has been for a long time. Great dude. We love him very much. And he is out with the Mavericks and on elsewhere. So looking forward to see where he ends up. But we're thinking about you, Bobby Corella. Congratulations on whatever is about to be next for you, sir.
Yeah, I was chatting with him earlier. It's exciting stuff.
Yeah.
He's still going to be able to join us?
Stay tuned. The hope is he will, but that will remain to be seen.
Okay. Well, we love you. We love you, Bobby Corella. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank you, Chief. You do, too. We'll see everybody tomorrow at Hurtado in Arlington. We'll crosstalk with the Get Right, see what James and CA have cooking here for in a Friday night next on The Fan. Well, thank you, Lucius. See you tomorrow at Hurtado in Arlington. Fan Bowl 2024 will be on. And it's going to be an incredible day. It'll all get underway at about, 3 o'clock with the competitions?
Yeah.
3 o'clock, the game start. Mm-hmm. Of course, Rangers baseball be in the 5th or 6th inning by then as they play their first of 2 in a doubleheader tomorrow in New York against the Yankees. We're going to have the USA gold medal men's basketball game on as well. The women qualified for gold earlier today. And, of course, the best barbecue in all the land there at Hurtado. It's not only the best barbecue, it's the best tacos.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, I'm sure you know, you'd agree with that. It's unbelievable. It's the only place I eat onions.
Oh, okay.
Is in their birria tacos.
They blend it.
I just destroy them. It just tastes amazing. As here's tonight's Get Right configuration, CA and James Tritely. Good evening, gentlemen.
Okay, my bad. That's not RJ Choppy's cousin.
No.
Fred is. I thought Fred guy was
Fred. You thought James was Fred.
You thought I was Fred?
Yeah, I'm sorry, man.
It's
Fred and Choppy sound just alike.
Way less testosterone than that guy has.
Well,
you don't say that.
Ironically, last night it was me, Fred, and James. All three of us were in the configuration last night.
Our boy Fred Davis.
Okay. Fred looks like a RJ Choppy cousin.
He really does.
Okay.
And he sounds like him a lot, too. We get a lot of Tolo say, you know what? He kind of sounds like Choppy. And I'm like, you know what? They haven't met, but they're going to meet tomorrow.
Well, I told you this, CA.
Spider-Man meme.
Pointed at each other. When I first heard Fred, I thought he sounded a lot like Lane Lewis.
Yeah.
I see that, too.
The great Lane Lewis used to do stuff on the weekends. And by the way, there have been some people say, you know what? He kind of runs things kind of like Kevin Gray. I'm like, I told Fred, all these are compliments. I mean, these are Tolo compliments.
As far as he knows, anyway.
As far as he knows.
Debatable.
He doesn't understand him.
James, do you have a celebrity doppelganger? Did anybody claims for you?
When my hair used to be longer, I was Dax Shepard.
Dude, I was going to say, it is absolutely Dax Shepard, bro. Even now, without the long hair.
Okay, holy crap, when I grow this out. Okay, all right, cool.
I can see Dax Shepard. Yeah, I'll take
Employee of the Month.
Yeah. I'll take that all day.
To be honest, a couple of segments ago, I threw out a Mr. Beast.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I see Mr. Beast, too.
A little bit? Yes,
absolutely.
You got as much money?
Dax
Shepard, a little bit more
for you. You know what I do for a living here?
Fair enough. Absolutely.
Just making sure.
CA, how the hell are you doing, buddy?
Doing great. I'm looking forward to Fan Bowl tomorrow. I think this is the first time we had it since, what, Texas Live? I can't remember if that was last year.
Yeah, yeah. We were at
Texas Live.
The Revolver Brewing.
Yeah,
Texas Live.
And that's where Choppy won it. And guess what? James gets to take on Choppy in the first round.
I mean, the fact that I had to go into Gavin's office a second ago and just have this conversation of like, how, really? Like 16 versus one seed right now? And
still,
he's like,
serious about his brackets.
I know. And he's like, listen, I didn't set you up for failure. This is all out of a hat. I picked it. I did not do this to you on purpose. And I was like, all right, I'll back you.
I'm looking at some of these matchups you got.
He's ball sacking you, buddy.
Sure.
He is so serious about this. Gavin Spittle, Hockey Hawk. We got Sean Sharif versus Blake Elliott. Bobby Belt versus Pepe. You got Corey Majors. Lucius, you're taking on Corey Majors.
Yeah, it looks like it.
First round.
Yeah.
Will Chambers.
Maybe next year, Lucius.
Yeah.
Eric, you're taking on Will Chambers.
Willie C. Yeah, he's already sent me a middle finger emoji.
And by Willie Bully versus the General.
Yeah, it's going to
be. Yeah, Bully
that's
going to
get heated, man. We were going to argue about Dak while we play.
You see Alex taking on Fred?
Alex take it.
Yeah. Red med sex machine. There you go.
Usually I throw the first round because I got a daughter.
Right. Me too.
But now I get to take
that over. I got the daughter. I'm throwing the first round. I got a daughter off. It's going to be great.
Now, James, where do you join us from?
What do you mean? Like, where am I from? Yeah. Arlington.
Where are you born? What you been up to?
What do you mean, where have I been up to? I've been working here. What you do, James?
4 months you've been working here?
What'd you eat for lunch?
Yeah, ones and twos in the pimp
cup. I know, whenever we say hi, like in the bathroom, whenever you're leaving for the show, and I'm like, hey, I'm doing TSN.
I thought you were a different guy.
Okay, cool, great.
Let me get to know you a little bit better so to lock it in.
We got some new staff.
Yeah.
Where'd you go to college?
UTA. Go Mavs.
He's a moving Mav, like the great Reg Adatula. What do they call you guys?
We're just Mavs. Mavs are the wheelchair basketball team, and I'm not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I want to respect them because they're national champions.
The UTA connection is Alec Medford.
Yep.
We got a lot of Mavs.
Reg Adatula, who, by the way, once again, if Tolos don't know, he's going to be with us all next week, but he's moving on to Houston, where he's from, and he's going to do a midday. Everybody's going to give him hell when the Cowboys take on the Texans.
We're going to miss you, Reg.
Yeah. I think KNC Masterpiece is going to pour a little something out on the ground for him next week.
Yeah.
We got Ruben Portillo as well.
Right. Ruben. Yeah, Ruben.
Oh, that's
UTA.
Right. Yeah, a lot of legends from over there at UTA.
Up. We love it.
And versus the Mean Green, these guys are Mean Green.
North Texas.
So high and mighty over here in the Mean Green seats.
Still, legends over here.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything shocking or unpredictable about your sports allegiances?
No. I had a weird college. I'll tell you that right now. Not even like UTA was weird, but I went when COVID just started. So I was like, hey, welcome to college. You're shut down for good. So like that really didn't help my college
experience. Were you virtual for a little while?
Yeah. Pretty much my entire college. It was weird.
So did you just speed through it at that point? It seems like that was just a few years ago.
Yeah, not too bad. I mean, I went to college longer than I should have, I'll tell you that, for a bachelor's degree. But, you know, who didn't?
Seriously, who didn't?
Yeah, honestly. But no, I mean, I got done, graduated 2023. So I'm kind of fresh out still.
Gavin, we're going to find out more about this guy in our second segment.
Okay.
Because we're going to talk some Rangers, and ironically,
let's talk about some music.
We're going to talk about music too. He was a clubhouse attendant for the visiting team at Globe Life Field, Globe Life Stadium.
Ooh.
So he a couple of years ago. So he's got some stories, and he's got a lot of Rangers knowledge, just like Willie Bully.
Right on, man. Well, officially,
what was your welcome to the clubhouse moment? Because mine was Asdrubal Cabrera.
Drubal. Literally. He walked in and was greeted with his cheeks.
Yeah, no, I think mine was more, because you see a lot of that in that clubhouse. You got to do some dirty work. Dallas Keuchel probably was my biggest one with Houston.
Oh, what happened? Yeah.
What do you mean by biggest one?
Oh, let's take it easier. He pranked me on the phone trying to say, like, he had an emergency, he had to go pick him up, and I was frantic, like, scared. I didn't know what was going on. And they're like, oh, no, I'm just messing with you. I have a car that's going to take me where I need to go. So I was like this 21-year-old kid thinking this major league ball player needs to get picked up. And he's like, oh, no, you're fine. I'm just messing with you.
So they all had your number and they would text
you?
No,
it was a clubhouse phone.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, yeah. So I answered, like, answer the phone. I was like, what am I doing answering the phone? I'm the newest cat here.
That sounds like a goldmine of stories.
Oh, yeah. And like I said, we get into that about 7:20. At 8 o'clock, we got our buddy RJ Ochoa, the managing editor of Blogging the Boys, talk a little Cowboys training camp in this preseason game coming up. And, it's going to be a fun show. We could talk some Olympics and the whole nine yards.
Sounds wonderful. See you tomorrow, guys.
Most definitely.
Appreciate it.
Thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup over there at Master Control here, 75 and Fitz. You look at that, 5 hours of flawless radio producing, engineering, hosting. Carter Freeman coordinating your video. Thanks to Broadus in Oxnard. He'll continue on all next week as well. Brought to you by Sagamore Rye Whiskey. Salute to you. Thanks to Chiafalo and Wolchuk. I'm Gavin Dawson. And until we see you tomorrow at Hurtado, then back Monday to talk Cowboys Rams, gold medal game, wrap up the Olympics, and so much more. You're going home with the G-Back Nation. At ease.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.